Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
Thanks for listening and being a part of Mama Said, and thanks in advance for supporting these sponsors in this episode. They help us have this much fun with you every week for free. So enjoy the show.
Well, a boy's best friend is his mother.
No one said being a parent would be easy, but now you don't have to go through it alone. Actress and mother of two, Jamie Lynn Sigler, has teamed up with musician and stay-at-home mother of two, Jenna Paris, to create a safe place where you can confess your worst mommy sins and still feel like you're killing the mommy game. This is Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
Hello, mamas. Today's episode is with the wonderfully talented, multi-talented Rachel McFarlane. And we're talking all about something I think some of us think about, but not enough that it should be a topic. An important one is gender neutrality with kids. I mean, I think that with the current conversation that's going on and the climate and the support that we want to give our kids from a very young age about their choices and not feeling pressured, she had some wonderful insight for us and experience, and she wrote a book about it that we can share with our children. So we're very excited for you to hear this episode. And talking about kind of like dressing up, it's
and
almost Halloween.
And sharing.
What's going on, Jenna?
Enter Family Album.
There we go.
Our new favorite app. So Family Album is amazing. Like I said, it's my new favorite app on my phone. I take pictures. If you know me, which I'm sure all of our listeners do now.
You're very good at it.
I take pictures every second. And the only hard thing about these amazing holidays and birthdays and everything that happens is that my in-laws who live in Philadelphia are not here to experience it live. So I make it a point to take these pictures and upload them to this wonderful app, Family Album, where my in-laws, who might not be the most tech-savvy people in the world, they can go on this app.
Yes.
It is easy, you guys. Please teach your parents, teach your grandparents how to use it. They could go on and look as I upload and kind of like feel like they're a part of the experience.
And comment, which we know
and
Grandma Harriet loves to do.
Oh my gosh.
And Family Album does the work for you. It organizes all the special memories with your loved ones into photo and video collages that you can save, share, and celebrate. Plus, they create one-second highlight video collages every 3 months, so there's always new videos to watch, look back on, and remember. And Family Album is completely free to use with unlimited photo and video storage and is ad-free.
Ad-free is the best. So you guys, what are you waiting for? Start making memories right now. Download the free Family Album app for iPhone and Android today or check them out online at www.family-album.com.
And now back to Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Mama Said. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Jenna. Hello.
All right, let's get to it because I had a lovely week this week.
Mommy win! Mommy fail.
Are you being sarcastic?
No.
Oh.
I had a great week because...
Drum roll, please.
Beau's a kindergartner. He started school. That's my win. So that's we're right into our win fails.
Huge win.
I'm so proud of the way he's handled it. I love his school. I mean, look, I'm a week in, but I love the parents, the teachers. They're so considerate. He turned 6 the second day of school.
So fun. And what did they end up doing for him?
So it's cute. What they do is that the birthday boy or girl brings a book and gifts it to the class, sits on the birthday chair up front and helps the teacher read it.
Yeah.
And then it's stamped forever in the kindergarten library.
That's what Mila's school does.
Really?
Yeah.
I love that.
You could bring a book or you could buy a book from their section or whatever. Yeah.
So he brought this book that he picked out himself, which I highly suggest you guys pick up. It's called What If Everybody Did That? And it's about, like, what if everybody threw a piece of paper on the street? Or what if everybody... or what if everybody gave a hug?
Aww.
Like, all, you know, positive, like,
and
negative.
Consequences.
Exactly. And then they get to pick a silly name that they're all called for the day. So he picked Goalie.
That's
go
so
figure.
Cute. I feel like his first child's name will be Goalie.
Probably.
Oh, my God.
But then, you know, they have chapel. He goes to an Episcopalian school, so they have chapel every Monday through Thursday. So Jack and I have sat through Three chapels, wow, which was adorable because Jack, every time they finish like a hymn or a prayer or anything, Jack goes, yay!
That's so – so is it
it's non-denominational.
Non-denominational. Okay.
It just talks about God and how to be the best humans we could
be.
And then they also did this really cute thing where they had each grade stand up.
Yeah.
And the principal, like K through six, and the principal would tell them, like, now that you're a sixth grader, you guys are the big kids here and you set the examples. And mm-hmm. so she told each grade, like, what their responsibilities were as a school.
Cute.
And then when she had the kindergartner stand up, all the older kids started screaming and cheering for them. I was crying.
Oh, of course you were.
Because all of the little ones were just beaming and just so excited. And I feel really proud that that's, and really proud that I can give him this opportunity to go to a school like this.
Yeah. Such a gift.
Like beyond education. I think they're really trying to raise good little humans.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate that. But my fail is Bo turned six and I planned nothing for him. It literally raced right by me where all of a sudden, 2 days before his birthday, I was like, oh,
yeah,
I don't have a birthday planned for him.
Oops.
Shit.
Oopsies. Well, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yes. But he came home from school and we put in a playground in our back, like swings and a little it's so cute. I mean, both of them are on it hours at the end of the day. It's so cute. And has a little picnic table underneath.
Oh,
so they've eaten dinner there.
Who makes it again?
Swing Set Solutions.
Amazing.
Yeah. You know what was cool was I did it 50-50 new stuff and then recycled stuff.
That's awesome. We've got to get we don't have room for like a big one in
our backyard.
Didn't
think we did either because my yard's small, but we figured it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got to see. Very good about like we built it together with the space that we have.
Right.
It could obviously have been much bigger.
So you could do a small thingy or a big thingy.
I'm sorry, by the way, if you're hearing my stomach growl through the microphone.
I'm not.
Did you hear that?
No, but I have not eaten today, and I'm like hungry. I'm not hangry.
Well, clearly I am too. All right. Well, that was my win fails. But I am going to just on Sunday have family over and,
celebrate.
Get some pizza and get him like a good cake.
And all he cares about is like swimming with friends, right? Like, and family.
Well, no, he did say to me, I don't really feel celebrated.
Oh.
But I think he was just being a dick. Like, I was like, I'm sorry, dude. It's a fucking Wednesday.
Oh, my God.
And you got a swing set when you got home from school. What else do you want? And
Jeez.
A scooter and a Lego. Anyway, moving
on. Okay, so it's funny that you mentioned the birthday thing because my win is that I planned Milo's birthday.
Good.
Finally,
you found a date.
Found a date. Here's the funny thing, by the way, about the date. So I pretty much plan our calendar. I'm in charge of it. I do mm-hmm. a really good job at editing a calendar, adding, making sure dates are correct. My husband is not, but he's busy. He does it. That's not his thing. It's not his shtick.
Sure.
So like, of course. So I'm planning Milo's birthday party. I'm on our bed. The kids are asleep. I have my computer out. I have paperless post out, of course. And because that's like my favorite thing in the freaking world to do a paperless post. That's like mainly the reason why I like wanted to plan his birthday to do an invitation. And so I'm doing it. I'm like, okay, well, we're going to do it on September, blah, blah, blah. I forgot. And Neil's like, no. I'm like, I'm sorry. Do you have a problem with that date? He's like, I don't know. Like, it's just like two before his birthday. It was a week and a half before his birthday. I'm like, what? I'm like, who cares?
Yeah.
Like, why do you care? You're going to be out of town? He's like, no, I just think it's weird to do it like 2 weeks before his birthday. And we got into an argument. And I was like, this is so bizarre. Like, you've never cared before. But okay, so I did it in October.
Isn't it annoying when all of a sudden they care?
It's
You're
annoying.
Like, stay in your lane, dude.
Guess
this
what?
Is what I do.
Guess what? He goes, I have to go to New York. And he's getting home like the morning of or the night before his birthday party, which is hard for me because I need help to like plan it.
Yeah.
And, do
stuff. Is it at your house?
Yeah. And he goes, can you change the date back to the old one? And I'm like, No, I was like, we got into a fight about this. You made such a big stink about, for some reason, not doing it 2 weeks before his birthday. I was like, I will not.
No.
You come home, you be there, and you help me.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sorry, Neil.
That's my win. Fail? I don't know. I'm so out of it this week. I'm, I I posted something on Instagram yesterday. I was so tired, I could not put my children to sleep.
I saw that. I was like,
we were outside at like 7:20, 7:30.
Jack was trying to FaceTime you from his bath, by the way, because he goes, baby, baby. I was like, you want to see a baby? We'll try to call Jenna.
We tried to FaceTime you back during that time, but we missed you. I was like, she's definitely putting the kids to bed, and I'm like outside and just sitting there. I could not move. I was so tired. I guess my fail this week is like lack of motivation. I'm tired. And not a bad fail, just like something that will be better next week. And I finally got my kids to sleep at like 8:30. But it was a beautiful summer night.
It was nice.
So,
All right. Well, there you have it, our weeks. We will be right back with a wonderful guest. And we're going to be talking all about encouraging gender-neutral play and how to alleviate pressure on our kids when it comes to this, which I think is a really important topic. I think that we're hearing about, but not really understanding how to help instill this and really like how to adapt this into our lives.
So I actually don't. No, I would like some tips. Yeah.
So we will be right back. So we care about the ingredients in the food we eat and the beauty products we use. Why shouldn't the same be true of our feminine care products? Says Jordana and Alexandra, the women who have founded Lola. What is Lola, you ask? It is a female-founded company offering a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, and all-natural cleansing wipes.
Yeah, so the FDA doesn't require brands to disclose a comprehensive list of ingredients in their feminine care products, so most of them don't. Lola offers complete transparency about the ingredients found in their tampons, pads, liners, and wipes, which is so important to Jamie and I.
Incredibly important. And Lola makes your month a little bit easier. Their subscription is fully customizable, so you can use your mix of products, mix of absorbency, number of boxes, frequency of delivery. And their subscription is super flexible. You can change, skip, or cancel a subscription at any time.
Yeah, so it's, like I said, it's founded by women, for women, and Lola now offers cleansing wipes that are safe to use anywhere on the body.
And biodegradable.
Yeah, that's the best. So, you guys,
for 30% off your first month subscription, visit mylola.com and enter MAMA30 when you subscribe.
This is Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like time to go. Ah! Okay, kids, back in the room. Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
We should record this.
When you were saying that, I'm like, Swing set solutions.
Yeah. Sorry, we're talking about our swing sets with our guest because apparently I might have gotten her old swing set.
I think you may have.
How cool would that be?
We had, because my older daughter is 9 and she wanted a trampoline and the little one didn't use the swing set. And so we were like, oh, let's just, it was the most amazing thing because they like buy back your old swing set, which I thought was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And my husband was like, God, it was so much. Like, we're kidding. We need to sell it on eBay or whatever. And I'm like, you're nuts. I don't want people coming over to my house and I don't know and coming into our backyard. So they came over. They took the whole thing down and then they recycle it and reuse it.
And they built it in like, I wish I was getting paid for this ad. They built it in 2.5 hours. Let me introduce you guys to this beautiful guest that we're talking to.
Oh, yes. That's our guest
today is Rachel McFarland. She is an actress, a voiceover actress, a singer, an illustrator, and now an author.
Damn.
She and her husband, Spencer Ladiero, thank you, just wrote and illustrated the book Eleanor Wyatt, Princess Pirate,
so
a much-needed children's book that hits stands on November 6th. It's an inspirational story that has an empowering message that challenges stereotypes and promotes inclusivity. They have a second book, Harrison Dwight, Ballerina and Knight, coming out in April. I love it. That tackles the tough but ever-present conversation of shooting down toxic masculinity. Masculinity, which is something I definitely want to talk about because it's a thing I'm running into with my husband and our boys.
Yeah.
So we are so excited and inspired to learn and have this conversation with Rachel here today. So please welcome her to the show.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi, guys. I'm so glad to be here.
So happy to have you here.
Love talking about my kids. Like talking about my books.
Or swing sets. And we have the same ear, nose, and throat doctor.
Yeah, so, we have so much in common.
Such a small little community that
we live in.
But the great thing about this podcast is it goes all over the world. We have people truly all over the world listening.
Really?
So
oh, yeah.
We do.
Hello, people all over the world.
Wait, if you are like, we want to know what countries you guys are in. You guys should write on our Facebook where you're from.
Yeah.
I would like to see if like you're from New Zealand.
Maybe you have a listener in Iceland.
Oh.
Maybe.
Wow,
and
we
have a bunch in the UK, I saw.
Yeah. And Australia. We're big in Australia.
We're big in Australia.
We're huge.
All right, enough about us. Rachel, first, can we start with you? Please maybe tell us what inspired you to write these books.
Oh my goodness. Well, I mean, how long is the podcast? Honestly, it's
as long as you want.
I have two daughters. One is 9, one is 4. And my eldest daughter just literally came out one of the most unique humans I've ever met in my entire life. She was just never a typical little girl. Mm-hmm. And my husband is also an animation director. And when Bella was really little, he was working at Disney. And so we bought every princess dress you can possibly imagine at the Disney store for Belle's. And the minute she could talk, she expressed that she didn't want to have anything to do with that.
Interesting.
And I think the first year for Halloween that she, again, could pick her costume. She was a cop and then she was Darth Vader. And she was a stormtrooper.
My kind of gal.
Like, and she loved trucks and construction and, you know, Hot Wheels and superheroes. And then periodically she would just bounce over to unicorns. And like, so it was this really interesting thing. But for the most part, it wasn't like a tomboy. I hate that phrase, tomboy.
Right.
That's not how I would describe her. It was just a feeling of just that was what she was interested in. It's what she liked.
Yeah. She didn't judge. There was no, she didn't. She didn't see anything that wasn't allowed for her.
Right. Totally. And my husband has always said, he's like, she's the best son I've ever had. because she, you know, that's just always been Belle. So she started preschool in, I mean, we live in LA, right? So our preschool is super liberal and super progressive.
We're so lucky.
Yes. We talk about that a lot. I'm like, don't take that for granted.
Yeah.
How lucky we are in that regard.
Yeah.
So anyway, there was this little boy that she used to play with all the time. And they would play dress up and he would be the princess and she would be the prince. And she had some little kids in her class that were like, why are you doing that? You're the girl. You should be the princess. He's the boy. He should be the prince. And Bella came home and she's like, I don't understand why they're telling me this. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to be the prince.
And were you waiting for that question for so long? Like,
I mean, I don't know. It's funny. Maybe I was just so like, oh, it's LA, you know?
Yeah.
But it did catch me a little off guard. And I thought, you know, it's like you can play however you want to play. There are no boy toys or girl toys. It's just toys. Whatever feels good to you is how you should play. And that's the same thing for this little boy who likes to wear dresses.
Yes.
If that feels good to him, then that's fine. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to get a children's book that talks about this. And so I started doing research and I couldn't find anything. And there were a lot of girl power books. There's a ton of girl power books. There were some really great books about transgender kids.
Yeah.
But there wasn't anything tackling just this sort of little area of like, you don't have to play within your gender.
Right.
And so that's when, you know, I did that thing that we do where I'm like, well, I'm going to write it.
Yeah.
And I had always felt like I kind of had a book in me. It's like, I think if I sat down, I could write a book. And I happened to be married to this brilliant illustrator. And so I was like, hey, if I write this, will you draw it? And he said, sure. And so we joke about it because it took me like 2 weeks to write it. And it took him like 9 months to illustrate it.
Wait, did you bring one?
Oh, that would have been such a kind, wonderful thing of me to do.
Oh, oh my God.
That would have been so thoughtful, no considering the fact that I literally
I didn't plan my son's birthday party.
40 copies, like, in our den.
Oh, my Don't God. Worry about it.
Okay. Oh, my God. I'll send you some. Okay, seriously.
Okay. Or just send us a PDF. I just want to see the...
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he just did such an incredible job with it. And so we had this interesting experience where, you know, we sent it to our literary agent who sent it out, and she was like, children's literature world is like at a snail's pace, so this is going to take forever. The next day, we had an offer to publish the book and a second one from Macmillan. And so they were like, this is an area that people obviously want to hear about.
Yeah.
And so they've been amazing. And we've published Eleanor. We published Harrison. And
They haven't come out yet.
They have come out.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, so wait. Both are out and
both
available.
Both are out and available. Yes. Oh.
Maybe I'm going back. So Harrison came out this past
yes.
April.
Yes. Oh, okay. And Eleanor came out last November.
Great. So they're both available.
They're both
Thank
out
you for clarifying
in the world.
Okay. I'm sorry yes. that I didn't.
Oh, my God. No.
So did you do research for when you were writing these books, or was it really just from your own experience
no, it
with,
was from my own
with
experience
your gal?
With Bella.
Yeah. Great.
Mm-hmm.
That's
was it.
But by the way, that's the best research. Is
yes.
living it.
Oh,
and,
completely.
And learning it. So is there like a little bit like preview that you can give our listeners
yeah.
about the book?
I mean, it's basically truly about a little girl who is equal parts. Because that's, I mean, when I look at what the child that Bella has grown into, because she's 9 now, she's definitely equal parts, truly. Mm-hmm. I mean, she still gravitates towards what are traditionally boy colors, you know.
Right, right.
She likes blue, she likes black, she likes, you know, she wears her hair shaved on one side and long on the
so
other. Like, she's
cool.
She's very cool.
Yeah.
And if we go shoe shopping, she gravitates immediately towards
yeah.
the quote-unquote boy section,
yeah.
right? But her backpack is turquoise with unicorns. And she, like, so it's, she really is.
She's so confident.
She's confident and artistic and
I mean, the fact that you,
quirky.
Oh, my God.
The fact that you had all of those princess dresses laid out for her.
She's
and
like,
at how old? At what, 2?
2.5?
Like,
yeah.
Not
no,
for me.
No. She is, her confidence is shocking at times.
That's beautiful. She
yeah.
was given to you guys as your parents for a reason because
she
you
was,
are, that you are... What everyone's striving to be and what we're going to be continuing to talk about in this show is just letting your kids be who they are. But sometimes as parents, it's hard to figure out what that space looks like.
And listen, that was not an easy road for me because I grew up as – I just wanted the princess dresses. I wanted the pink
mm-hmm.
room. I wanted the chandeliers and the everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up on the campus of a tiny boarding school in mm-hmm. New England, and my parents were super preppy. So it was kilts and cardigans and knee socks and
mm-hmm.
nothing like
yeah.
no princess dresses.
Right.
So when Bella was born, I was like, this kid is going to have every princess dress
yeah,
and she can wear them every
get.
Day. And then I get Bella. And so for the first, you know, when she started giving me some pushback, I was like, but come on, you
yeah.
don't you want to mm-hmm. wear it? Like, I was pushing that agenda
yeah.
on her. And my husband was the one that was like, babe, it's not
yeah.
her. Like, we got to let Bella lead the way. And so I kind of had to let that go and just be like, okay,
yeah.
this is what it's going to be.
It's very refreshing to hear you say that because I've had a couple conversations with people and they were saying if their daughter woke up one day and wanted to dress like a boy, they would say, you're not allowed to. And if you're vice versa. And I said, well, what are you supposed to do in that? Like, what if they're just, they just want, it's, they don't feel like themselves in,
mm-hmm.
in girl clothes and they want to dress like boy. And they were like, well, then they're not leaving their house until they put on girls clothes. And I,
Oh, that's so stifling.
What do they think is going to
happen?
What good could possibly come
well,
out of that?
I don't know.
Attack.
And you know, some people feel so strongly about, they don't know until they're older, and I feel the opposite. I feel like
they know
who they
more.
Are when they're born,
oh, yeah.
kind of.
Totally.
Not kind of, really.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. And
agreed.
It's just, it's an interesting conversation because some people are very adamant about that. They're like, they will, if they want to choose what they're going to be, they can choose when they're 18.
I have a niece who, since she's 6 years old, I'm sorry, I didn't mean
yeah,
to cut you off, who plays hockey, boys, on the boys team. By the way, my son plays hockey, and there's 5 girls on
oh,
his
yeah.
team,
yeah.
which is
mm-hmm.
awesome.
Yeah.
Which I don't think would have been the case 10 years ago. She
mm-hmm.
only wants to wear sport jerseys to school.
Yeah.
And he has four girls. So their jury's out on all of them. They, right. you know, but like they were all very princessy and dresses and dresses. And that was what they were dressed in. And that's what they were exposed to as young. But she, I mean, she had an older brother, but she mm-hmm. was like, I'm not into it.
Right.
And
yeah.
How could anybody question that? Anybody tell a little girl,
and it's not easy.
You're not allowed to feel that way?
I think, I mean, exactly. Honestly, I also think, though, there's this thing that, I mean, we do, and maybe it's a generational thing, and I think maybe we're doing it less than our parents did, but there's this thing that we immediately do where we take it to a place of sexuality. Like, does right. this yeah, mean that yes. my daughter's a lesbian or my son is gay? Like, is that what that means? Mm-hmm. And I just... In my own experience, I mean, obviously, all the jury is completely out on all of this mm-hmm. still. But I'm like, no, it's a tiny child, like a 2-year-old, a 3-year-old. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about what makes them feel like themselves. Yeah. And if for a girl, it's a pair of, you know, track pants and like that, then that's what it is. Yeah. So the fact that a parent would have that reaction makes me think, well, then maybe they're thinking 8 steps ahead and they're not comfortable with what that
well,
means.
Yes. Totally. And I also think, before we take a quick break and we'll continue this conversation, I also think that it's like this thing where like as adults, I feel like we're trying so hard later in life to find out who we are. Mm-hmm. But if we as parents could set our kids up from the beginning to have the freedom to figure that out without anything forced on them... Mm-hmm. I mean, you're setting them up for less struggle in life and more of like a self-identity and self-worth and awareness that we're all busting our asses right now to figure out.
Completely.
So let's take a quick break and we're going to come back and continue this conversation. Have you ever wanted to upgrade your cookware line to the same pots, pans, and knives as world-famous chefs like Tom Colicchio, Grant Achatz, or Brooke Williamson, but just couldn't justify the investment? I know I've been there, and that's why I am so excited to tell you about this amazing cookware company called Made In.
Yeah, so Made In is incredible. It's better tools equal better food. Made In spends so much time crafting their products, and you can tell, because they know better tools make better food. All their pots, pans, carbon steel, and chef's knives are made by the best cookware makers from the U.S. and France.
We were just talking about how easier things are when you have a better knife.
Oh my God. So much easier.
So much easier. And I've switched all of my cookware to stainless steel because of our guru, Dr. Organic Mommy, like our health guru, and
so
that
important.
It's so much more better and important. So it makes me feel good. So quality is guaranteed with Made In and offers free shipping, free returns, 24/7 customer support, and a lifetime guarantee on all of their products.
Yeah, so do what Jamie and I did. Step up your cooking game. Take your cooking to the next level right now. Go to madeincookware.com/mama and use promo code MAMA for 15% off your first purchase, excluding kits.
That's madeincookware.com/mama. Promo code MAMA for 15% off your first purchase. madeincookware.com/mama, promo code MAMA.
And now back to Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
Okay, we're back. I wanted to ask you because I feel like, you know, this is a sort of new thing that I'm thinking about, but obviously it's something you've been living with and thinking about for a while. So mm-hmm. I have two boys, and I find that I bump heads a lot with my husband about the subjects of, like, crying too much, like don't cry. And
yes.
My husband is very in touch with his emotions. He's a Cancer. He is more emotional than I. He wants
so
to
mine.
Talk about his feelings all the time. And I'm like, I don't have time. Like, so it's funny to me that he, as a father, feels like he needs to bring them up, like tough it out, tough
right.
it out. And I know that that was the way his father was with him.
Yeah.
So I know where it's coming from, and a lot of the times we parent the way we were, and then we can stop ourselves and try and improve on
mm-hmm.
that. But, I mean, I want to tell Bo to stay true to his emotions,
mm-hmm.
and it's okay to cry,
yes.
and it's a very hard discussion that we have together about this.
So this was – that's our second book, because Eleanor was obviously inspired by Bella,
mm-hmm.
but then – they wanted a second book, and so we were like, I was like, okay, this is going to be interesting because I don't have a natural, like, you know, lead-in for this.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was giving it a lot of thought, and I thought, let's tackle that idea of letting little boys have the freedom to be as emotive as we mm-hmm. let little girls, right? Because we don't put those restrictions on our daughters. If they are emotional, we let them be emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere around – four or five or six, I feel like the little boys start to get that message that they need to squash their emotions and be tough and suck it up and, you know, don't be a pussy. I'm not sure what kind of language we can use here.
Yeah, you can use it all. Yeah.
And that's what this book is about. It's about letting little boys feel their feelings with pride, because I really think, and this one I did do some research about, I think that when you look at all of the school shootings and violence that we have in the country, and sadly, most of it is at the hands of young men who seem to be the type of kids that have completely been suppressed, right? That I think if we could change that early on and let our boys just feel and be emotive and not squash it. I mean, there's such a climate of toxic masculinity. And I know that's such a catchphrase right now, but I think it's a catchphrase for a reason. And so that's exactly what this book is about. It's about a little boy who loves to dance and he cries and he gets angry.
What is it called again?
Harrison Dwight, Ballerina and Night.
You know, too, I find he struggles. And I don't know if he picks this up from kids that have older siblings or it's just like in general with school. But like he used to watch Frozen all the time and things like that. And then all of a sudden one day when he was around four, he's like, that's for girls.
Right.
I don't know where that messaging comes from. That's a girl color. So, this is a boy. And I kept saying, I don't understand what you mean, Bo. I like to wear blue. I was like, and sometimes daddy has shirts that are pink.
Yeah.
I was like, you can like a color. There's no color assigned to boys or girls. And even to the point where my littlest was watching Moana and he was like, why is Jack watching that? That's for girls. And I'm like, Bo, he's watching a girl, but it's not for girls. Right. It's a beautiful story and he likes the music. Like, I don't know how to talk about this with having a really hard time.
What you're doing is the right thing, you know, because you're making that clarification that
I'm trying.
You're combating what the messaging that he's getting outside of your house.
I actually had an not a situation, but something happened this morning where and I thought of this podcast. My nanny came and we were all sitting up in the playroom and Daisy was playing with the kitchen, like with a mitt on her, and she was playing with everything. And Milo wanted to play with it. And my nanny goes, something like, it's okay. Like, you could play with the kitchen too. Like, you're like, boys are allowed or something. And I was like, okay, good. I'm glad she picked up on the fact that there's no, you know, a girl's not in the kitchen. But it struck me. I was like, oh, God, like, you know.
But even that verbiage, like, boys are allowed. Like,
I know.
Yeah. But then I said, I go, oh, this kitchen, it's not for a boy or a girl. A kitchen's for anyone.
Right.
Anyone. Even adults can play with this play kitchen. It's just for anyone to play with. So then I kind of, you know, turned her wording around, but she got, you know, she had the right message.
Yes.
And I was happy that she wasn't like, Milo, why don't you go play with the truck while Daisy plays the kitchen?
Right.
Yeah.
So it made me happy, but also I changed, you know, the verbiage, but it's just
crazy that's still even any kind of message that a kid would be getting in 2019.
I know. You're not going to fault anyone.
No,
but not even that, but just the fact that even, like, there are so many parents, like, you know, I come up against this when we're talking about these books and, you know, dads that are like, I'm not going to let my son have a dollhouse. Or my son really wanted Barbies and I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm like, what?
Can I just say right now that my two nephews have a dollhouse and they are not girly. They are not, you know, putting dresses on every second just because you buy your son a dollhouse for imaginary play.
Right.
And it's so good for them. It does not mean they're going to turn into a girl later in life. They're not going to become gay later in life.
Right.
It is – one thing doesn't have to do with the other.
So when – it's funny. When we wrote these books, people kept asking us, what's the age range that you were targeting here? And one of the things that my husband kept saying is, well, you know, yes, they're for some littler kids, but they're also for the parents reading the books.
Yeah,
because honestly, a lot of times the parents need this message more than the kids do. You know, Bella – honestly, I don't really know how much she needed this book. Bella knew what she wanted, and she was going to take that track.
But there are probably a lot of kids that do need this, and parents.
Right, and parents. So I'm hoping, like, maybe because it's a generational thing. I understand where your husband is coming from, right?
I do too.
It's like it's something ingrained in him. I have another very close friend who's dealing with a similar thing. This is not a super masculine guy, and yet he's struggling with his son's emotions. And he's finding himself wanting to be like, toughen up, suck it up, you know?
And I just want to say, I mean, if this, you know, it's not easy, I'm assuming, to be a parent and have your daughter want to do more masculine things mm-hmm. and having your son do more feminine things. For me, I'm just being completely honest, it would take me by surprise. It would shake me a little bit. We're not saying like, oh, just be free. Like, it just, you know, let's be realistic. It's going to be really hard for, maybe it wasn't for you, but for me, it would be.
Yeah.
For me, it would be. I would never.
But I also look at my two boys, and with Bo, sports was influenced on him because Cutter was playing baseball, so he was at a baseball field every day. Mm-hmm. So in his eyes, it was like all these men and locker rooms and sports, and that's probably a lot of the reason why the way he is, like as far as just loving sports and mm-hmm. stuff, but he also is athletically gifted. But with Jack, I truly don't feel like I influence it at all, and the kid is just obsessed with trucks.
Right.
As opposed to a boy Bo never played with a car or truck. So I said to Cutter, I was like, look at the two of them. They are completely different. And while, yes, it's like boy things, the quote unquote idea of what boy things are, they made different choices. So I wish that my wish is that as generations continue, mm-hmm. like we said, we're doing this hard work so that mm-hmm. it just becomes a natural thing of just a choice. There doesn't have to be a label on just the outcome of anything.
Yes. It's funny. Whenever I put on my makeup, I open my drawer and my, you know, daughter's there. Like, she gravitates towards makeup right mm-hmm. away. She's like putting makeup on. And my son doesn't really do this anymore, but there was like a good like month and a half, 2 months where he wanted to put on all the makeup. And there was 1 second where I was like, whoa, does he? And then that was 1 second. Right. And then after, I was like, of course he wants to play with my makeup.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he?
It's face painting.
Why wouldn't he? He's face painting. He's putting on colors. Totally. And I was like, and I caught myself. I was like, this thought that you're having I'm recognizing this mm-hmm. thought, but I'm moving on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because, you know, it is what it is. Like, just because he was putting on my lipstick and on his forehead and on his lips and on his nose and trying to put on blush, like, why wouldn't they?
I know.
Why wouldn't they? It's so fun.
I read something of there was a study about like exposure in ads, like mm-hmm. ad campaigns, because if you think about it, like the ads our kids watch, like when it's for Hot Wheels, it's all little boys around and whatnot. And so they had this like little study of little kids, and they switched the ads around, and they noticed that later on when they would go into a room of toys, they felt more comfortable making choices.
Wow.
They didn't feel pressure to go to one side mm-hmm. or of the room. And it didn't influence the preference necessarily, but it was almost just like they were more likely to, like, a little girl could pick up a truck and not feel like the little boy's like, that's for boys.
Because
they just had the freedom.
It. Yeah, totally.
To be exposed that, like, this is for anyone.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So Daisy hasn't ever seen commercials or anything or ads. And her favorite thing to do is pick up Hot Wheels and go all over the house. Mm-hmm. It's my favorite thing to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And it's so funny, too, because anybody with two kids knows that your kid comes out the way they come out.
Yeah.
Like, I have two daughters, and they could not be more different. Mm-hmm. Perrin is the girliest little girl I have ever met in my entire life.
Right.
I mean, this child wears dresses every day and mm-hmm. pink every day, and she's just pink, pink, pink. I mean, it's kind of obscene. And I posted this picture not long ago. We were in Burbank walking down the street, and Bella was in her head-to-toe Spider-Man costume, and Perrin was in her pink Wonder Woman with, like, the cape flowing.
Yeah.
And I was like, look at these two kids. Like, they're so – they're two girls.
I love it so much.
And they're so different.
You're so lucky.
It's amazing to see, but that's just also us, like, again, learning from our eldest and sitting back and being like, let's just let them evolve.
Mm-hmm. And think about it that way. It's just that they're going to grow up with such greater self-esteem because of they can make choices. Because mm-hmm. I think a lot of time kids act out because they feel like they don't have a lot of choices in things,
they're
which
trapped.
I totally
get. Totally.
So if the things about like how they can play is restricted or what they should be able to play with, I mean, that's That's really stifling.
Well, and also, I think part of the reason that we kind of bristle a bit when our kids seem to gravitate towards something that isn't, you know, necessarily considered normal for their gender, mm-hmm. we also get fearful about what it's going to be like for them in school, like what their peer
Absolutely.
Group is, how they're going to react. And it's like, oh God, they're just going to get so much crap at school and it's going to be so hard for them. And we've been through that with Bella. Like, mm-hmm. we've seen it even in kindergarten. It was like, I remember her teachers called and they were like, listen, there are some little girls in her class that are not understanding her choices. Why are you wearing boy sneakers?
Don't the teachers help in this situation?
Oh, yes. Okay,
I'm sure, but they have to tell you entirely. Still in case she comes home and says something.
Right, right, right. And they were like, we're on it. We have got Bella's back. And at this point, it's funny because this isn't the case anymore. It's like, this was, you know, 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how kids change.
Yeah.
But at that point, she was like,
also,
she was saying, no, I'm a boy. I want to be a boy. Yeah. Like, that was something that she was saying. And these other little kids were like, no, you're not. You're a girl, right. And you need to wear girl clothes. And her teachers were like, we have got her back on this. Whatever, good. Bella,
yeah.
like, whatever she is feeling, we're gonna make sure that she doesn't get,
right.
you know.
Yeah.
And I think what it turned out to be was that these are young kids that are also still, they're figuring it out.
Yeah.
And so there was nothing malicious behind it.
No.
You know?
But that's the thing, is they could say that, but then they're also so easily taught. In Beau's mm-hmm. preschool, there was a little boy who the first 2 years was a boy mm-hmm. and then decided that he wanted to wear a long Princess Elsa wig every day and wanted to wear dresses. And I think there might have been a week where a lot of the kids were confused.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the teachers and the school helped accept, no, this is just what so-and-so feels like wearing. It's what they like you like mm-hmm. wearing that. And then right. it was no problem. And kids yeah. are so accepting.
They
and
are.
I feel
yeah.
that's what we're talking about, being so lucky that we live in this place where we live where, you know, I remember Beau's very first week of school. He said, why does so-and-so have two daddies or so-and-so
sure.
have two mommies? I said, because they love each other and they wanted a baby, just like daddy and I. Okay,
yeah.
It can be as simple as that. And the earlier that we have these conversations and are exposed,
it
so
is as simple as that.
These books are for kids yeah. that you can have the girliest girl and she still should read this book.
Yes.
And you can have the manliest boy, boyish boy. I hate even saying that because that's not fair, but should read this book because yeah. the kids need to have their eyes open to all different types mm-hmm. of children mm-hmm. and everyone is allowed to feel and play the
how
way
they want to.
And mm-hmm. I think it's important for teachers to read this book, not for themselves, like you,
yeah.
I mean, you know, a lot of it, a lot of what we're not hearing and seeing happens at school, and
yeah,
that
yes.
could be really detrimental to when our kids come home and they're maybe embarrassed to tell their parents, you know,
right.
how they feel. So I think, hopefully, these teachers are, you know, not stuck in the 1920s and 30s. And
yeah, again, it's like I hate to admit that we live in a bubble, but we do,
mm-hmm. yeah,
completely. And I think that's what we were kind of hoping, that these books would be helpful to people who live in areas, you know.
Yeah, because let's be honest, these kids that are struggling in maybe these states that we're labeling, right,
sure.
in middle America,
yep.
like, hey, listen, if you're thinking it's straight up influence, this little boy had no influence or this little girl had no influence,
right.
but what your ideas of the right rules
yes.
are, and are still trying to say that they feel differently. And I hope that people pay more and more attention
yeah.
to that. We're going to take another really quick break, and then we're going to come back and talk. I want us to all comment on a couple of things that I found, some tips on how a parent can aid in this process
mm-hmm.
gently. So we'll be right back to talk more about that. Mucus Clear is a natural medicine that relieves congestion and helps clear excessive mucus and phlegm in the throat and lungs. I love saying phlegm and mucus, let me tell you. It's fast acting and effective.
Well, let me tell you that this is a perfect timing for me because
Jenna's got a lot of mucus.
I think I have a sinus infection again.
Here we go.
My third one of the year, and I'm really upset. So Mucus Clear, please, please do your thing. You did it. You cured me last time, so I'm gonna lean on you. You guys, this is the best product. They offer Mucus Clear Junior and Mucus Clear Junior Nighttime for your little ones.
Very important. I have a stuffy boy all the time.
It's so nice to have something natural to put in our children and ourselves.
Absolutely.
So Native Remedies is a cruelty-free brand with no animal testing, and all their products are free of added fillers. such as gluten, artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives.
So visit nativeremedies.com and use promo code MAMASAID for 15% off and free shipping on your order. That's nativeremedies.com, promo code MAMASAID.
You're listening to Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
Okay, we're back. So I found this article in Forbes. I found a ton of articles, actually, about parenting and how to help aid in this process, which is great because there is more, I think, available. But it's still like you can read these articles, but then you still have these questions of how to talk about it with your kids. So I think these books is definitely how to communicate with your kids. But as our job as parents goes beyond that, obviously. So one of the things they said was to make gender less important. So to even avoid saying boy or girl, meaning like good boy or like that's my boy or that's my girl, and just being like you're such a great kid or like trying to just eliminate that completely. I mean, not completely, but enough where it doesn't feel like something that's repetitive all the time.
Here's an interesting little nugget about that. So Bella was reading a book last year for a book report in third grade. And when I read her book report, she kept switching the pronoun. It was like, he said this, she said that. And I was like, baby, is the main character a boy or a girl? And she was like, she's a boy. She's a girl. I don't know. And of course, my immediate reaction was, you didn't really read it. Like, what's going on here? You should know this. And then my very best friend in the world was the one who pointed it out. And she was brilliant. She was like, this is Bella we're talking about. She doesn't see in gender. She just doesn't.
Yeah. I hope Bella becomes president.
I know, seriously.
We all hope Bella becomes president. She just doesn't see that way.
Yeah.
And I talked to her teacher about it, and she was like, I completely agree with you that that's what it is.
Oh, I have chills.
Me too.
That's really beautiful.
That's exactly what it speaks to.
Yeah,
it's like,
exactly.
I mean, yes, we have some people that are like that, but it's crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, another one was to point out to your children sexism in the world around them. Like, allow them to recognize the stereotypes and then talk about the diff, because they're going to run into them. So if you create this bubble for them that of this world, but then they step outside and go to school or go to other places where you're not there controlling it, you need to have them be aware.
We saw a book in a bookstore not long ago. We were in Hawaii, actually, and it said it was like construction-themed book for boys. I'm not even kidding.
Oh, my God.
Like, it actually designated the gender of who the book was for.
Yeah.
And Bella was like, you know, why does it say that? And that's exactly a perfect time to be like, that's not right.
Yep. It's such a teaching moment.
That's for anyone. Yeah. Yes.
I mean, to recognize that toys do not have a gender, like we're saying, because people need to realize, like, toys teach skills. Like, little dolls can teach you about nurturing and caring for another person. And blocks and board games can teach about counting and social and spatial skills. And, you know, there was a
dollhouse,
lot of...
Dollhouse. Imaginary play.
Yeah.
There was a lot of backlash at Target in 2015 because Target eliminated their blue and pink aisles.
How amazing. They took down the signs that said boy toys and girl toys, which was incredible.
And there was backlash against it.
I remember reading that. That was right about the time when we were in the thick of all this.
Wow.
And thinking, that's amazing. That's such a great step in the right direction. Because if you are a boy and you want a Barbie and you're at Target and you look up and it says girl toys, that's immediately going to make you feel
I had no idea. That's so interesting. And I'm so happy that Target recognized that. Yeah. Go Target.
So to follow in Target's footsteps, this is the next one, is protect your children from pink and blue as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
So our brains always are plastic, right, and moldable, but especially as a child in these critical, you know, growing years. So think about all of the stereotypes and attitudes that you don't even realize you're projecting onto them. It's such a dramatically shaped developmental stage. So I think, you know, taking your role in that and trying to eliminate that, I can imagine, can be so helpful. I mean, not every kid is like Bella, where because she can look at a sea of pink and be like, not for me. You know, they could at 2 or 3 years old feel pressure.
Well, my little one, I can already tell, is more influenced by her friends. like she's coming home from mm-hmm. preschool at 4 and saying, so-and-so likes this, so I want to do this. Mm-hmm. Or so-and-so will really love my hair this way because she likes this. And right. my husband and I are like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
We have a more typical child on our hands here. Bella's and this is like going to require too. More work. Mm-hmm. You know, it really is. Bella has never, ever been influenced by what her friends think. She doesn't give two shits. She really
so
doesn't.
Lucky.
Yeah. She's and we hero. Hope that that stays that way. I hope it stays that way forever.
Well, she's got the right team behind her.
She does. We're definitely backing her up. But with Perrin, it's like, okay, this is going to be, and now we're having to say, it doesn't matter what so-and-so thinks. What matters? Right. It matters what you I like, know. Honey. If mm-hmm. you, know. You know? And so it's...
Jen and I had that talk, right? Because Milo and Bo both would be like, is this cool? What am I wearing?
Milo goes, is this dope? Like it? Is it? Will my teachers think I'm dope? I'm like, oh my God, you're Neil.
And I just keep trying to say, do you like it? Do you feel good in it?
I'm sorry, dope?
Yeah. I know, how cute is that?
He's turning 4.
Oh my God.
He's like, I'm feeling really dope right now. I'm like, that's awesome, Milo.
Oh, I love it.
That's incredible.
I love it so much. Okay, another one is don't erase gender, just the relevance.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that can be confusing if you like you can erase it completely, but it's just doesn't have to be such a big deal. I mean, right. like I said, there's tons of girls on Bo's hockey team, you know, and I love that he's stepping. And his very first baseball team had 2 girls on it.
Yeah. Yep.
And he's like, why aren't they playing softball like you did, Mommy? I'm like, because they want to play baseball.
Bell's is playing.
And guess what? She got more
right
hits
now.
Than you. Yeah. That's awesome.
She's one of 2 girls on a team of 20 boys.
Love it.
And it's, yeah. But it's like, it's awesome that, and this is new too, that the school over the last few years, because it was girls play basketball, boys do flag football. And now there were enough girls that were like, but I want to play flag football. And so they've opened it up. And, you know, only 2 girls in the entire 4th grade class decided to jump on board. But, you know, there's 2.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
and
so interesting.
She's going to play baseball with all the boys in the spring.
I'm thinking about sports stuff, and there's been male cheerleaders for a long time, but no one's thought that was weird, you know, like no one has ever,
because they needed somebody to lift the girls
exactly. They needed the bottom of the pyramid,
right? And I've always been like, wow, that's so cool that like there is boy and girl, but you know, it's like it's so interesting how people pick and choose what to really focus on mm-hmm. negatively.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do feel so much of it tracks back to people just being still afraid of, you know, their kids' sexuality.
Like you said, and they literally could have nothing to do with
so much of the time. It actually has nothing to do with it.
Exactly.
Sometimes it does. Who knows?
I mean, truly, the messaging we have been giving to our children from the word go is if you have a husband or a wife, it's always like someday you might have a husband or a wife. Like, it's – we leave it open.
Yeah. Or you might not have either.
You might have cats, right? Yeah. Like, whatever.
I hope not.
Leave it open.
50% of the couples that are our friends that are around my children are gay.
Yeah. Yes. Well,
he has lots of women that are together that are about to get married, mm-hmm. that did get married. We said we're at Emily and Brent's wedding. We're going to Rihanna and Morgan's wedding. Mm-hmm. We were in Uncle Lance and Michael's wedding. Like –
It doesn't even blip for your kids because they have grown up as that just being mm-hmm. that's normal.
Yeah,
it's just as normal as
All right, I'll quickly just run through the last 3 because we're gonna make you do a shitty mommy. But our last 3 is what we were saying was encourage boys and girls to play together. Because sometimes I feel like I can even see in the playground that they kind of split up.
I think sometimes that's a natural thing, regardless of.
It is, but Bo's girlfriend is such a little badass, and she's always right in the game. She's like, I'll play swords with you.
She loves Bo, that's why.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She could have been like, I'll sit back.
Yeah.
Let them express themselves, mm-hmm. obviously, but through these books, we'll show them how. Mm-hmm. And focus on your child as an individual.
Yeah.
Because that's the whole message here, right?
Let them be themselves.
Yep. Let them be who they are. Let them figure out who they are and support them through that.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's the best thing we can do for our kids. It really is.
Totally. So before we wrap this up, this conversation, mm-hmm. will you again tell them the titles of the book and then how they can find you on social media?
Yes, I can. It's the first one was Eleanor Wyatt, Princess and Pirate, and the follow-up was Harrison Dwight, Ballerina and Knight. They are available everywhere you buy books. So if you like to go to the bookstore, you can get them at Barnes & Noble, or they're on Amazon, everywhere.
Great.
And I am Girl McFarlane everywhere.
Girl
on
McFarlane.
Twitter, on Insta, wherever you want to find me.
Awesome,
I'm Girl McFarlane.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we will be right back and make Girl McFarlane give us a shitty mommy story.
I'm so adding you on. Right now.
God.
Have you ever heard about this company making stylish shoes for women and girls out of recycled plastic water bottles? They're crazy comfortable and, get this, fully machine washable.
Yeah, so Rothy's is my new favorite shoe. I have them in the leopard print.
You love an animal print.
I'm wearing it right now. I took them to New York, and I felt like I was walking on a cloud for
like air.
Literally the entire day.
Shoes are so vital to me because I wear the same shoes all the time because of comfort. And let me tell you, my Rothy's are heavily in my rotation.
Yeah, they're amazing. So Rothy's are the perfect everyday shoe for life on the go. They're stylish, comfortable, and they go with everything from yoga pants to dresses and skirts.
They come in an ever-changing array of colors, and they launch new colors and patterns every few weeks, and they sell out constantly.
Always. Always sold out, which is such a good sign.
Playful designs, fun pots of colors. One Yahoo editor recently called them the most comfortable flats I've ever owned, so we're not alone. It will blow your mind.
It really will. I'm telling you, like, Rothy's has diverted over 35 million water bottles from landfills already.
Shoes made of water bottles.
Yeah.
Like, what?
What more do you want in life?
So go to Rothy's.com, Rothys.com/mama to get your new favorite flats.
Comfort, style, and sustainability. These are the shoes you've been waiting for.
Head to Rothy's.com/mama today. We've all been there. Suffered through those times when we really needed something. A bigger TV to watch the game, new tires in your car, a tablet to keep track of your busy schedule, an iPad for your kid to make them stop bothering you.
Mm-hmm.
But how many of you have got the kind of cash lying around to cover these expenses? That's why you need to check out Zebit.
With Zebit, you can shop millions of products from your favorite brands and pay for them interest-free over time. So you simply choose a product you love and just pay a really small portion of the price at checkout. And the rest you pay over time at 0% interest.
In addition to zero interest, Zebit has no cost to join, no late fees, and no membership fees. So sign up for Zebit today at zebit.com/mama and get up to $2,500 in credit to shop the Zebit marketplace at zero interest and zero cost to join.
Yep, that's zebit.com/mama for $2,500 of interest-free credit. zebit.com/mama.
This is Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Okay, we are back with Shitty Mommy. Our Shitty Mommy story comes from Alex.
Shitty Mommy!
She says, Shitty Mommy moment. Last night, my son locked both the bathroom door and my bedroom door. The key to the doors was in the bathroom. Instead of staying cool, calm, and collected, I lost it, screaming. A few curses may have come out. My son started crying, I miss Daddy. And I yelled, he's really mad too. Well, got the doors finally open after 10 minutes of yelling and screaming, and my son fell asleep crying, saying, I was just trying to keep the lava out so it wouldn't hurt us. I felt awful with the way I reacted. I mean, Alex, I'm sorry, but anything at nighttime is like,
yeah.
I don't care.
No,
go
all bets
to
are
bed.
Off.
Like,
I know.
I am probably my worst self at night. So I feel for her, and I probably would have acted the same way.
Oh, absolutely.
My kid actually, Milo, took Daisy into the bathroom and locked the door 2 days ago.
Yet.
And instead, I went outside and said, open the shade, and I started filming them. Not for social media. I started filming them because I thought it was so funny. Because, look, I knew I was going to get them out
of course.
Some point. But Milo was crying. I mean, Neil was like, you're not putting this on Instagram. I was like, no, I'm not going to embarrass him. But he was crying. He was going, I'm never going to get out of here. What's going to happen to me? Call 911.
Oh, my God.
Well, teaches him not to lock the
doors. I know. This was after 10 minutes of him being like, it's cool.
Was he the door locker?
He was the door locker.
That's hilarious.
And then I was coaching him on how to unlock it. It was really hard. His palms were sweaty. But it was so cute. He was like, call the fire.
You're like a hostage negotiator.
Yes, but I was also cracking up.
That's incredible.
Okay, your story. What is your story?
Oh, my God. It's awful. This was actually this week. Bella had a fish. I'm sure. Have you gotten a lot of fish?
Not yet. Not yet.
Yes, we're
due.
They're gone.
Really sweet fish. Ugh. His name was Simon, but Perrin called him Sinemon, so we all started calling him Sinemon.
Sinemon.
So it's my job to take care of Sinemon's bowl, and I'm an animal person, and so I was really, you know, particular about this. And my nanny the other day was like, do you want me to do it? Because, you know, we just gotten back, and I was running around. And I was like, no, I got this. Sinemon is my fish. Like, I can handle it. And so I changed his water, and I put him back in the bowl, and I put him in the room, and then it was time for bed, and I walked in, and Sinemon was just floating there.
Wait, why?
And Bella was like, Mommy, what's wrong with Sinemon? And I was like, oh, God, Sinemon died. And, of course, she burst into tears, and then it dawned on me that I didn't put the drops in the water, so I put the fish in tap water instead of putting in the treatment drops that make the water breathable for the fucking fish. And so Bella
was sobbing.
I don't know. I mean, I did it at 7. The fish is dead. And Bella is inconsolable, right? She's absolutely devastated. And I look at Spencer and I'm hugging her and I go, it's my fault. Like, I mouth. I'm like, it's my fault. I did it. And then I burst into tears. I am literally sobbing. And my husband is hugging us. And he's going, it's a fish.
Yeah.
I don't understand. And so I finally calm her down, put her to bed. And I get into bed. And the guilt is massive.
No.
Did you get her a new fish?
I fucking killed the fish. No, not yet. I'm like, I did this. And I'm like, this is going to really shed light on me as a person. At like 2 a.m, I couldn't sleep. So I was on like a I killed the fish support group.
No.
Online. Such a human.
Oh my God.
There was like people that were like, I can't believe I did this. No, it's out there.
I would horrify you with what I did with my kid's fish. Okay.
What?
He had 3 fish that ever since we put them in his room, and we got like the dope tank with the black light.
See, you say dope too.
Yeah,
tank.
He had nightmares. So I was convinced that this fish had like bad energy.
Juju.
Saged it. Everything didn't matter. And these fish were so f-ing annoying. Like, it just was changing the whole thing every time.
Oh, I know.
It was just a lot. And I was pregnant, and it was just a lot. So 2 of them died in one of my transfers of cleaning. I had to clean the whole thing and then put the drops and whatever. And 2 of them died in my transfer because I clearly am not gifted in that.
You don't have a fish thumb.
I don't have I'm not gentle enough. And then the last one standing, my husband was like, I need to get rid of this thing. So Bo was very into Finding Nemo at the time. So he's like, let's flush him to the ocean. He throws it into the toilet, but I have men in my house and there was piss in the toilet. So before
he put
it in to tell me, and before I could even flush it to see that he already died in the piss.
So,
and you were happy.
Piss kills fish. What did we learn from this?
It was like a stealth operation though, because we were trying to hide.
We learned boys flush the toilet.
There was like, if you saw the amount of adults running around my house trying to distract him so that he wouldn't
that
see
is
that
incredible.
It happened.
Oh my God.
Oh, I still
but
haven't owned it. I haven't owned it to Bella.
I thought yours was going to be way worse.
Oh God, this just felt horrific because the child was devastated, and it was literally, because I'm a type A multitasker to the nth degree, and I literally had so many things going at once, and I was in that like, I'm doing it today.
You got this,
clicking, I got this, and I fucking killed the fish.
Oh.
I'm not getting another one. I can't. I personally
they're very hard to take
can't handle the pressure.
No,
because the guilt.
Okay, I won't get one. Never mind.
Don't get a fish. Yeah. We got plastic fish. She has we got her like a jellyfish.
Perfect. Oh,
plastic so jellyfish cute. Tank. They never die.
Rachel, thank you so much for birthing Bella, our hero,
you're welcome.
For writing these two incredible books, and most importantly, for being here with us and encouraging us to have this conversation, to put this out there, because it's important for any parent to do. I mean, not even if you feel like your child falls into, mm-hmm. you know, these questionable, you know, situations that you feel are confusing for you as a parent. This is just for every kid to read, to learn to be more accepting, to raise better humans. And we're very grateful that you are here with
us. Thank you so much,
guys, for coming.
It was really fun.
And we are going to leave you with a Mama Said. Remember, Mama Said, being a mother is learning about strengths you didn't know you had and dealing with fears you never knew existed. So best of luck, and we've got you back.
Bye, Mama.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna. New episodes are available weekly at PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you love the show, don't forget to leave a rating and review.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.